Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey, everybody, welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. This week, I had a chance to be on the other side of the mic, and I was interviewed for the Art of Construction podcast, where Devin and I had a great conversation about the construction business and how roofing contractors can be more profitable at their companies. They have one of my favorite podcasts, and I subscribe to theirs, catch it every week. They got some great stuff. And you can check that out over at theartofconstruction.net. And all of the link in the show notes, but we went over some great stuff and there's some good tips, some actionable items that you can use in your business and definitely worth a listen. But today we're going to get into what is going on over at Facebook, because Facebook can be a great form of marketing for contractors. We've had a number of shows about Facebook ads, and I wanted to get to the bottom of this and figure out if this is still relevant for us contractors. So I reached out to my buddy Aaron Hockel over at Alta Vista Strategic Partners and get the lowdown. But before we get into the interview, I want to thank our sponsor for today, and that's Ruby Receptionists. Let's talk about first impressions and how that first contact with your company is going to be one of the top drivers of your prospect's purchasing decisions. And that's where Ruby Receptionists come in. Ruby Receptionists will answer 100% of your calls live, transfer only the calls you want to receive, take messages, address common questions, just like an in-house receptionist, but at a fraction of the cost. Building trust with project owners from the first interaction is critical to earning their business, which is why they do more than simply answering the phone. With Ruby, all your calls will be answered by a friendly professional receptionist. Their positive tone and desire to go above and beyond build relationships from day one, increasing the likelihood of selling that job. If you're relying on voicemail or that impersonal answering service, Forbes magazine tells us that 80% of callers won't even leave a message, but instead just go to your competitors until they find a live person. Ruby gives you the peace of mind to step away from the phone and focus on the activities that make you money. With real-time updates and notifications, you can stay on top of your calls wherever you are. All your messages and voicemails are at your fingertips through the Ruby mobile app and can be delivered to you by text or email. If you want to experience Ruby for yourself, just go to callruby.com/roofershow and go for a test drive. You'll set up a sample greeting, they'll email you a temporary number to call, and you can make as many test calls as you like within a 1-hour window. And you can save $50 on your first full month service by using promo code ROOFER50. That's callruby.com/roofershow. And start making that great first impression today. All right, let's get into it with Aaron Hockel. Aaron, thanks so much for coming onto the show today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm happy to be here, happy to be back. Always love coming on and talking to your listeners.
Well, I've had a few shows about Facebook ads and how effective they are for lead generation. But, you know, I'm watching Mark Zuckerberg sitting there in front of Congress and listen to these questions. Watch him try not to crack up with some of the questions these old geezers are asking him about technology.
Senator, yes, there will always be a version of Facebook that is free.
Well, if so, how do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?
Senator, we run ads.
But I can see that there's a lot of changes coming down the road. So I wanted to contact my expert and find out what's going on and how this is going to affect us as roofing contractors and what we need to know. But before we jump into that, can you give me the elevator pitch about yourself and your company?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I do all the digital, I do a lot of digital marketing for our company, Alta Vista Strategic Partners. And basically, the long story short on us is that we specialize in working with roofers to really help them build and execute goal-oriented marketing plans. So, you know, we're all about, you know, partnering with roofers and helping understand who they want to do business with, analyzing and coming up with kind of the best plan of attack. And then really our team does all the work behind the scenes to make the, put the plan in action, make things happen, so to speak. And my product is really trying to just help put warm sales opportunities, you know, getting phone calls from the right homeowners, you know, getting people in front of apartment managers, facility managers, right? My team really just focuses on doing all the behind the scenes heavy lifting to make that happen for our clients. You know, so we're doing search engines, we're doing Google, we're doing Facebook, we're doing LinkedIn, email, reviews, websites, landing pages, you know, blogs, content marketing, kind of all different sorts of things is what we get up to, really depending what makes the most sense for the client, right? Because it's a, you know, going after storm leads in Kansas is a lot different than apartment leads in Los Angeles, right? You know what I mean? They're two totally different animals. So we're all about kind of understanding the client, who they want to work with, what they want to do, and then really, you know, building and executing the plan that puts those leads in, into their sales funnel.
Okay. Now, as a roofing contractor looking to grow his business, looking to increase my lead flow, what kind of program would you have for me?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And so it's funny you say program because we don't really do programs. Right. And that's what I think makes us a little bit different than some other people in our industry is that I really try to understand the roofer and then build a plan that makes sense to meet his needs. It's not a box product. Right. You know what I mean? So people always say program and, you know, it's really just becoming a client of ours. What does our onboarding look like? Right. And I just always try to clarify that like a marketing company shouldn't be selling a program. They should be building a plan that makes sense for your business and your goals. And kind of segueing off that into the second part of your question, you know, or your question is really, you know, what's our onboarding look like, right? So the first thing that we really try to do is understand, you know, who, where, what, how, when, and what does that picture look like, right? So if we're going to sit down with a company, we want to know who's your best customer, where do they live, where do they work, what do they do? What's their house look like? What does their property look like? What's your highest margin service? Do you make more money on repairs? Do you make more money on replacements? Is it flat, metal, steep slope, low slope, right? We really want to understand what's going to help drive the growth to your business, right? So how can we get you in front of the right people who have a need for the service that you provide where you also make the highest margin, right? And so that's the goal of what we do. And that's kind of why a program doesn't make sense. And it's the most important part of marketing is knowing the destination. Like when the, you know, no matter what we do, we can make the phone ring. Like I always tell people that, like if you, with an unlimited budget, especially, I guarantee you, I can make your phone ring. That's not the hard part. The hard part is making sure it's the right person, the right cost per lead, the right service, the right everything on the other end of that phone when it rings. That's the hard part. And so what we want to know that before we go back and say, you know, does Google make the most sense? Does Facebook, right? And we're going to look at all that too. What's your website look like? What is your social media? What are your reviews? How are you emailing? You know, what does it look like, right? All the way around. Once we understand all that, then we can start to put a plan in place. Does that make sense?
Makes total sense. With all the contractors that I work with, always start with the end in mind, the destination. And what's that going to look like? You have to know who your ideal customer is, and you got to clearly understand that, as you said. Who are you marketing to? Because you're not trying to be everything to everybody. You've got to focus that down. I always say the riches are in the niches, and you've got to know where you're making your money, because and that's where you want to go after. Otherwise, you've got too many contractors that are doing, you know, I do residential, I do commercial, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'll do anything, you know, and that's not how to be a profitable contractor. It's understanding who that perfect customer is, that ideal customer, and targeting that customer. Where do they hang out? Where are they? And I think that's what you're talking about, which is without knowing that, it's just going to be spray and pray, you know, it's throw it up on the wall and see what sticks.
It's exactly what it is, right? And think about it like this. Let's say you have a roofer who got 1,000 leads last year and they spent $50,000 on marketing. So they're paying $50 a lead, right? If some of those leads are for $800 repairs to replace a few shingles that blew off a roof, right? And the same $50 lead is a replacement quote for a homeowner that's going to be $15,000 at a, and you know, we'll say both services operate at a 30% margin. So you paid $50 to get in front of somebody for an $800 quote, right? Where you're going to stand if you win it to make $250 in pure profit. For the same $50, you got in front of a homeowner that's ready to spend $15,000 at a 30% margin where you're going to make $4,500 in profit, right? So it's like, I'm spending $50 on each one. Why would I ever buy the lower? Why would I ever buy the $800 service call if I can avoid it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Does that make sense? Like, so if you know this, the customer, the service, the geography is a really big thing too. I think a lot of people get stretched thin because they run all over the place. You know, I can't tell you how many guys I meet that say, oh, I can cover the whole state of California, or the whole state of Florida, or all of Texas, or all of this, or all of that, right? And I always say, so what you mean to tell me, because if I'm a buyer and I'm a property manager or a homeowner, if I call you on Tuesday and say, hi, yeah, can you come be at my property tomorrow? This is an urgent matter. And you're 500 miles away or 300 miles away. That doesn't work, right? So you just wasted, again, $50. You can't be there tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the location's a big thing for us too, right? So knowing all those variables and knowing kind of the background of the person's situation lets us then really say, we should start here. We should do this. This will be successful. Let's lay some foundation. You know what I mean? And we can put a plan in place that will get them, you know, start transitioning out those $50 phone calls for shingle repair, for shingle replacements, and start replacing them with full roof replacement calls. Like, that's the goal.
Yeah. That also gets into not only targeting your customer, bringing in the right type of leads, but also understanding you want to qualify those leads, because you don't want to go out to everything. You want to focus those down. You want to have a good enough lead, a strong enough lead flow coming in where you can pick and choose. And when you go out and see somebody, you want to make damn sure that they're the type of customer that you're looking for, and they're in your target area. As you say, you don't want to be running all over town, you know, or back and forth. And this is what I see so many contractors do, is that, man, that phone rings and boom, they drop everything. They're running over here, running over there, and everybody's so busy. Well, busy doesn't mean anything. You want to be effective. You want to have the time to spend with true buyers, not a bunch of tire kickers. And unless you know who that ideal customer is, you're going to be wasting your time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, right? There's a million reasons why, right? The fundamental is that determine where you want to end up. Figure out the destination. Figure out the goal, right? When the phone rings, who's on the other end? Where are they calling from? What kind of property is it? What kind of service do they want? And once you know the answer to that question, then you can start to say, does Google make the most sense? Does Facebook? Does LinkedIn? Does email? Does doing the property management trade show? Does joining the BOMA Association or IFMA, right? Does hard mail make sense? Does email make, what makes sense, right? Once we know the end, then we can really start to make educated choices about what's going to be the best way to get there, with also being budget conscious, right? Because it's like, yeah, okay, a billboard on the side of 95 would be great, but it costs $50,000 a year. Okay, not viable for a lot of people out there. What's viable as well to get us there, right? That's the other thing. Once we know, we can start to whittle out what makes sense and what doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, that brings us around to our topic, I think, which is Facebook, because Facebook in the past has been a great marketing method for really dialing down and getting down to that ideal customer. With that in mind, let's jump into the topic that we were getting into, is Facebook. So what's changing with Facebook? And let's get into that.
Yeah, absolutely, right. So, you know, everybody heard, all the privacy, Cambridge Analytica, the big hack, Congress, all these buzzwords and all these things all over the news and clips and everything, right? And so the end game is really big picture that Facebook, and they're actually running commercials now. So if people are watching the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup, that kind of stuff, they're running a lot of commercials about this. That's basically talking about how they're changing the algorithm and they're going back to the basics, which is basically going to change a lot of what is people are seeing when they go on Facebook, right? And so one of the stats that I had was something like, you know, Fox News and CNN on average would post like 45,000 times a month, right? Nonstop, all day long, just pumping things out, right? You know, they're making 100 posts a day about every piece of news, every share, all this stuff just constantly going out. And so people's, you know, news feeds were really being jammed up with spam and fake news, another buzzword that we hear, and, you know, trolls and blogs and all this other stuff, right? Long story short is that Facebook is coming back out and saying, look, we're going to really minimize all that. We're going to really cut all that stuff down. And you're really just going to go back to more seeing things that, you know, friends and family have posted, pictures of kids, videos, little updates, things of that nature, right? And if people are listening, are active Facebook users, they've probably likely seen this change already, where some of the news sources they might have expected to see in their newsfeed all the time aren't showing up as much. And, you know, since, you know, the news sources aren't showing up as much, or ESPN's not showing up as much, right? It also means that roofers who are posting on their Facebook pages are getting fewer views, impressions, engagement on those posts, right? So that's the consequence, right? Is that less information being posted by businesses will be seen, you know, and being replaced by friends and family means that if you're a roofer and you're posting on Facebook every day, fewer and fewer people are going to see those posts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So does this make Facebook irrelevant to roofers more?
I'd think no, not really, right? And so there's a few reasons why I would say no, right? And so the first thing is that for many roofers out there, like let's say, you know, you have 1,000 followers on your Facebook, you are probably only getting somewhere, but, you know, 100 people or 80 people were seeing your average post, right? Unless you're doing advertising and different things, but like the reach for roofers wasn't really that huge to begin with. Yeah, it's going to shrink back, but at the end of the day, what's the major, if it goes from 50 people to 40 people or 30 people, it's not a huge decrease. It's not like a massive decrease, right, in total audience reach for a lot of these guys. And the reality is that Facebook still represents a great opportunity for roofers. It's still a must-have, especially in the residential space. And while it's gotten tons of bad press and you're hearing all these things, end game is that it's the dominant player. It's entrenched in society, right? It's a verb, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's Kleenex. It's Coca-Cola, right? It's not soda. It's not a facial tissue. It's not a social media site. It's Facebook. It's what it is. It's a known commodity. And so the scary stat is that, you know, the whole, oh, everyone delete Facebook and all your information is getting hacked. Users are, it's growing. It's still continuing to add users in the U.S. month over month. People are still very active, still very engaged, right? So despite all the negative press, end game is that people are using it, just are still signing up. It's still growing in terms of active monthly users, and people are still using it all the time, right? It's just a part of online life for so many people that it's not going away, right? So roofers still need to be on there, still need to be cognizant of it, right? But the reality is that the way they can use it and the opportunities for them to use it are changing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do we use it then? What's going to be most effective? So you're saying Facebook is still growing. So what's the best way for roofers to use it then?
Yeah, right. So Facebook's definitely still growing. So what that means is that people are still there, which means roofing, you know, customers are there. People are on there looking to buy roofing, right? I think as, you know, Facebook has been really changing over the years, that it's just, you know, this is just another, you know, catalyst for change. The way we use it and the way it's working are changing, but the opportunity is still absolutely there, right? And what we're seeing a lot of is we're seeing this trend where word of mouth is going online, right? And what we mean by that is, you know, and Nextdoor is a micro site that people, roofers may have heard of that's similar to this, but think about this concept, right? So 20 years ago, you might pick up the phone and call two neighbors and say, hey, do you know a great roofer? You know, maybe you walk out to the end of the driveway when you see your neighbor picking up their newspaper and ask them, hey, I saw someone doing your roof, right? And you're asking your neighbors, your friends, your parents, your family for that recommendation, right? Well, so that's a word of mouth referral. When your business does a great job, they say, oh, I called, you know, Aaron's Roofing. They're outstanding, right? Well, think about it in this capacity. Well, with Facebook, I can go on and ask 100 people, 500 people, 5,000 people at once for a roofer. And in a matter of minutes, get, you know, instant social proof from people I trust, right, saying, call Aaron's Roofing, call Bob's Roofing, you know, call Dave's Roofing, right? Does that make sense, right? So what we're seeing is this huge trend of, you know, word of mouth going online. It's really huge amongst millennials and probably people in like their, you know, early 40s, you know, I think that's Generation X, right? If I'm right on that one, but, you know, huge amongst millennials. All I know is that millennials are like 35 and under, which I'm 30, I'll be 34 this year. So I get lumped in with all the negative stereotypes that I think I don't fit. So anyway, but I did read this stat in a big report from a company called Scorpion Marketing that said that, you know, 35% of homeowners in the United States will be millennials by 2022 or something like that. Right. So you're talking a third of homes will belong to people where Facebook's and social media and doing this online thing is entrenched in their lifestyle.
Right.
So what I'm trying to connect the dots on is that, okay, homeownership amongst these people where it's very natural and very organic and very commonplace for them to say, you know what? I'm not going to call somebody. I'm not going to ask somebody face to face. I'm not going to text somebody. I'm just going to post on Facebook. Who knows a roofer? And let the people I know just tell me who to use. And then once they tell me, I can just quickly look them up, right? You know, I can ask 3,000 people and within 15 minutes get 10 roofers recommended to me that have already done work for people in my community, right? And so that's where we're seeing this trend of how social, you know, word of mouth is kind of transforming onto social media. And that's kind of one of the evolutions of Facebook we're seeing right now. And this has been taking place for a while, but we're really seeing a ramp up in activity of this recently. And what's crazy is that a lot of it's happening through Facebook groups. You know, unless you are an avid Facebook user, you might not come across Facebook groups, right? And so Facebook groups are what they sound like. It's a group on Facebook. And they're all lumped around common things. There's actually a ton of roofing contractor associated groups where people post all the time about needing to hire laborers or how to fix a problem. Right. There are groups about podcasts and video games and sports and everything under the sun. There are also groups that are like XYZ neighborhood or ABC community group or moms of this town group. Right. And what you'll see is that with people are going into these community groups, these mom groups, peer groups, essentially, and they're asking for recommendations, and they ask for recommendations on everything under the sun. Can anyone recommend a doctor? Can anybody recommend someone who bakes cupcakes? Can anybody recommend? I mean, I see everything out there, right? But they also go in there and they say, has anybody used a local roofer they recommend? Has anybody used a local company to replace their roofing and siding? Hi, I'm looking for, I had some problems from a storm recently and I need a good roofer to call, right? And what happens is they post into the community group. So, you know, a prominent neighborhood where we have a client in the area, you know, it's got about 3,000 single family homes in it. You know, the typical selling price, probably $700,000, which is, I know, out in Northern California, not going to take you very far. But in this particular market, it's going to net them about a 2,800 square foot, 4-bed, 3-bath, nice size single family home. And all these single family homes happen to be about 25 to 35 years old, built in the 80s, 90s, late 80s, early 90s. So I guess my math's wrong, but either way, right? So these homes are getting old. Mm-hmm. Right. So here, what you do is you have an upper middle class neighborhood of 30 year old homes where people have money, value it, and they're going to need a new roof, right? Well, all the time people post to the whole community. They ask the whole community, 3,000 members in this group, right? Anybody recommend a painter? Anybody recommend a roofer? And people just start firing back who the roofers are, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the power of groups, is that it's instantaneous social proof. If three neighbors say, oh, we used Dave's Roofing, guess what? That person's very likely to use Dave's Roofing, right? Now, if you're a roofer out there and you've never even heard of groups, have no idea how to find them, really quickly, you know, to find a group, all you do is you type in the search bar on Facebook, and then there's a little menu underneath, and you just select groups, and then it will show you groups for those search terms. I recommend searching your town, right? So if you work in Baltimore, Maryland, you can type in Baltimore, boom, and it'll be like Friends of Baltimore, you know, XYZ community group. You know, I live in Annapolis, Maryland, me personally. So there's, you know, Friends of Annapolis, Annapolis community group, Annapolis Moms, right? All these different groups out there. And you just find them and then you just join them, right?
How are we getting our presence known in those groups?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? And so what we would say is, you know, if you're joining the right groups, and to us, the right groups are going to have, you know, when you're actually searching through the groups, it'll tell you how many posts, how many members, and how many posts a day. And so for us, those great groups are going to have 10 plus posts a day, and they're going to have, you know, probably a couple thousand members, right? If you really want to hone in on a good sized group, want something that has active, a lot of members, that's where people are going to be asking for these things. So you're asking like, hey, once roofers get in there, what are they doing? The reality is this, you know, you're kind of trolling, right? You're kind of just keeping your eyes peeled. You're kind of going in there and checking things out, right? There are some do's and don'ts. So you don't just go in the group and post a special or say, hey, I'm a great roofer, I can help you if you have a roofing problem, unless it's allowed by the group. So certain groups do allow that. So you can find XYZ group, and some of them say, okay, on every Monday, businesses can post. On the first day of the month, businesses can post. So in that scenario, a roofer can go in there. The real way you do it is, you know, when Mrs. Jones posts to the group, asks 3,000 neighbors, hey, can anybody recommend a roofer? If you're staying on top of these groups, it's totally acceptable to recommend your own. Why would you not recommend your own business?
Sure.
Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? And you're not necessarily shouting out that, hey, it's Aaron's Roofing. You're just going to tag the Aaron's Roofing page as an answer, right? And that's kind of why, as part of this whole process, you got to have a Facebook page. You got to have reviews on it. You got to have content going up. But, you know, you recommend it, right? Totally acceptable stuff. The flip side, too, is you can also just say, Mrs., you could also comment back from your personal profile, from, you know, Aaron Hockel's profile. Hey, Mrs. Jones, I'm actually own a roofing business. I'm local here to the community. If you have any more questions, here's my email, here's my phone number, or send me a private message on Facebook. Thank you. Right. There's nothing wrong with a little self-promotion, right? Because if Mrs. Jones asked you, hey, do you know a roofer and you're a roofer, wouldn't you tell her? Right. So yeah. You just have to think that it's like, okay, I don't want to put myself out there, but she's asking the world, can anyone recommend a roofer? Recommend yourself. Right. You know, don't talk bad about competitors, right? So she says, can I recommend a roofer? And somebody recommended Dave's Roofing, and I'm the owner of Aaron's Roofing. I don't want to go on there and say, hey, you shouldn't call Dave's Roofing. They're not a great company. But, you know, go on there, self-promote, be your own best advocate. You know what I mean?
Okay, I can see that about the groups, but are people really posting about this?
Yeah, so the reality is that people don't necessarily, and it's happening all the time, or realize it's happening, but you can actually check the metrics on your Facebook page that will show you how many times you've been recommended in a 28-day period. So I've actually seen one of our clients be recommended over 100 times, right? I think the total number was like 103 times in a 28-day period, right? So in about a month, people are on Facebook saying, hey, anybody know a roofer? And this business was referred over 100 times. That's a high quality lead. It's happening every day. So that's four times a day, right? Four times a day, maybe 3.5 times a day. Someone they're being recommended to a neighbor on Facebook, right? So it's just this evolution of where people are like, why would I just text people? Why would I just ask 3,000 people, right? It happens all the time. And I think of that as a super warm opportunity, right? So someone posts into a group, hey, anybody know a roofer? And then three different people from the community take the time to tag Dave's Roofing in the response saying, call Dave's Roofing, call Dave's Roofing, call Dave's Roofing, right? My hunch is that you're going to get a phone call, right? And this is a totally free lead as well, right? So that's the other thing we didn't talk about. This is a totally free, there's no advertising required for this. It's just about being active and having a good loyal customer base, and also you yourself monitoring these groups and recommending your own business in there, right? It's a free lead source on Facebook, which is pretty good considering, you know, everybody's been getting pushed towards advertising.
Yeah. Well, I like that. I hadn't heard that. So I think that's great information for us. But speaking of paid, now let's get into Facebook ads. Are they still working for us?
Yeah. So Facebook ads are definitely still working, right? They really depend. The first thing is they have to be really targeted to the right people at the right time with the right offer, right? Everything has to be right about them, right? One thing's for sure, with the decrease in the reach of other posts, right? It's basically a push to say, if you want to be a business with people seeing your stuff on Facebook, you're going to have to be advertising. So expect, you know, the cost of everything to go up, right? So if you're used to paying $10 to get your ad to 1,000 people, it might go to $11, right? Mm-hmm. But it's really going to be the only way to truly reach a huge audience. but they're still very effective, right? And effective Facebook ads truly come down first and foremost to having the right audience. And what's super cool is you can target, on all demographics. There's a ton of different ways to reach the right people. It all ties back to knowing our customer. What's their geography? How old are they? Where do they live? What kind of home do they have? What are their interests? How much money do they make, right? All these demographics about knowing our customer, where we want to work, who we want to work for. All that goes into building that great target audience on a Facebook ad, right? Again, if you don't know the person you want calling you, it's really hard otherwise. And then with Facebook ads, right, as things get more competitive, what we're seeing is you either need to have a super compelling offer, right, for a click-through ad to a really great landing page, right? So generating some traffic, right, with a really great offer or, you know, incentive or reason to click on your ad. And the reason I say that is because, you know, typically a person looking for a roofer on Facebook is using the recommendation process. They're saying, hey, network, who do you got? As opposed to just seeing a post about roofing and saying, oh, you know what, I do need roofing. So if you're going to use an incentive-driven, you know, approach, it's got to be a really strong offer, right, with a really great landing page and all that stuff. What we are seeing as well, and this is a really cool thing that we've just been rolling out and doing a little bit more of, is putting a call to action on a Facebook ad that launches a chat message. And so essentially when someone sees the ad, if they decide to click on it, when they click on it, it launches a conversation between the potential customer and the roofing business via Facebook Messenger. We ran this extremely successful. Anybody on the East Coast and the Mid-Atlantic knows that this spring there was a brutal windstorm in early March. I mean, like, just crazy from Virginia Beach to Boston. Winds like out of control, right? Roofers busy. And, you know, it hit a lot of places on Thursday, on Friday night going into the weekend. So for one of our clients, we actually rolled out an ad that just said, has your home been damaged by the high winds? ? Right. If it has, send us a quick message below. You can even include a picture of the damage. We'll let you know what we think and we can set up an appointment to give you a free estimate. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that ad then started running all weekend into the next week. And anytime when someone clicked on it and engaged with it, it launched a message to the business. Hi, my roof was damaged by the windstorm. I'd like to set up an estimate. Right. And it's timely. It's speaking to the needs and it's right there. And it's super easy for that person. That person doesn't have to click to another website. They don't have to fill out a form. Basically, they're just sending a text message to the roofing business. Does that make sense?
Yep. Totally. And going back to, I wanted to just touch on, you talked about sending them to a landing page where I see so many contractors are just sending them back to the homepage on the website and that's not working.
Yeah. That's like maybe the first rule of the whole process, right? Is, you have to have service specific, geo specific, all these different super specific things for landing pages, right? Sending people to a homepage on any kind of ad is really, a not best practice. I don't know what you would call those, a rule, right? Seven things to never do with online advertising. Number one, don't send ads to your homepage.
Exactly. Well, I think this just shows why this is not a DIY type of marketing. You really got to have an expert if you want to expect to get good results. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And not in my own self-interest, right? I definitely agree that it takes a little more. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It definitely takes a little bit of expertise out there. But yeah, I mean, the reality is that it's even hard for us, right? Even as an expert with a team, right? We had a team of 20 in our office every day. All they're doing is doing online marketing for contracting businesses, right? And it's hard for us to keep up. It changes so fast, right? Between Facebook, Google, landing pages, best practices, YouTube, I mean, reviews. I mean, Nextdoor comes out of nowhere, right? You have all the review. I mean, there's just so many things and there's so many things popping up. Instagram pops up, Snapchat pops. I mean, all these things just coming out of the woodwork all the time that it's not only hard to manage it from a time perspective, but staying ahead of what's even available and what's even happening is a challenge. And it's a challenge for us and we do it every day, right? So, it definitely, if you're going to really get into Facebook and you really want to maximize and get the most out of it, and especially if you're going to be investing money into ads on it, you should definitely at least consult an expert, talk to an agency, you know, I'm not saying you have to have someone do it, but you know, if you're doing it and you're not satisfied with the result and it's not working, right, there's a reason why I would never put a roof on my house, right? You know, I'd call you one of you guys. I'd call someone listening to this show to fix my roof, just like I would hope someone listening to this show would call me to talk about Facebook. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I would put it out, right? You will never catch me on the roof of my house.
Aaron, that's some great stuff. How can our listeners find out more from you?
Yeah, so we'd love to talk to anybody listening to the Roofer Show. We will do a obviously a free consultation, answer questions about Facebook, any other online marketing. People can get in touch with us a couple of different ways. The first thing they can do is they can just put our business right into Google. It's Alta Vista Strategic Partners. You punch that in, our website will come right up. You know, you can find us and you can call us. If you want to just get our direct phone number to my desk, mine's going to be area code 443-960-4004. If you're more comfortable sending an email, you can just shoot an email to me as well. My email is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at AltaVistaSP.com, right? It's AltaVistaSP.com, right? And so anyway, you know, call, shoot me an email, come to our website, fill out a web form, you know, hopefully you can find us, right? We try to do a pretty good job of having being visible online. So just, you know, reach out and away we go.
Well, that sounds great. Hey, I always learn something when I talk to you. I really appreciate you coming on, and we will talk soon.
Awesome, Dave. Thanks for having me. Great to be back. And thanks again.
Okay. Take care. Thanks. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. When you have a chance, go over to my website at theroofershow.com and be sure to sign up for the newsletter. And what I do, I take the best of the shows, the earlier shows, and I get the best tips that are going to be actionable and you can use in your business to do what? Grow your business, make more money, and have more free time. Because that's what the Roofer Show is all about. See you next week.